Yo, what up? It's the King of Clubs. Who it is? Trap Beckham. And you got to know I'm locked in with Talk With Chocolate. Let's go.
Hey, y'all. What's poppin'? Y'all are now tuned in to Talk With Chocolate on Crown Radio. I am your host with the most, the fashion icon herself, Dior the Chocolate Doll. And this is Queens Talk TV. Y'all know the vibes each and every Sunday and Friday. Y'all know I love to talk my shit. I pop my shit. And I'm always about my shit when it comes to fashion and music. So just know, I have all the tea on the latest trending topics. I know that's right. So get y'all drink. Get y'all vibe going. It's time to talk with chocolate, y'all. Okay, y'all. So, huge congratulations going out to hip-hop mogul Busta Rhymes. After over 35 years in the game, y'all, he has finally received his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I know that's right. And as everybody know, it is very much long overdue. He's been putting in that work for years. So I am so proud of him. He is a beast and forever will be. So I'm glad he's getting his flowers. So congratulations, Busta. I know that's right. Okay, y'all. So Soulja Boy then found himself back behind bars after being stopped by the police in Los Angeles. According to TMZ, Soulja Boy was the passenger in a vehicle that was stopped around 2:30 a.m. Sunday. During the stop, the police spotted a firearm, which resulted in the rapper being booked on suspicion of being a felon in possession of a firearm. Lord. And as of now, the reason the vehicle was even stopped is unknown, but according to the police, the rapper is now facing felony charges after the incident. That is crazy. That's so crazy. But like, I'd rather go down for having it on me in Los Angeles, because you know how crazy it is out there to protect myself, than to get caught slipping. So, you know what I'm saying? Free him. So, Lord, y'all. Team USA sprinter Sha'Carri Richardson, she was also arrested, y'all, at a Seattle airport for domestic violence after allegedly shoving and throwing objects at fellow sprinter boyfriend Christian Coleman. She, however, was released after he refused to press charges or be listed as a victim. Baby, listen, it's getting crazy in these streets. Look, I don't condone any type of violence, whether it's a man or a woman. I do not like domestic violence. So, like, my advice to Christian is, like, don't stay with somebody that's violent. Don't stay with a violent woman. She gonna destroy your future, because if she attacks you and you dare defend yourself, you the one who gonna be locked up because of gender bias. You know what I'm saying? If she see that, if she can violate your boundaries and you stand, that's gonna make her feel like you weak and keep repeating the pattern. And we don't like that. So, y'all need to get it together. Okay, y'all. So, Tory Lanez just scored a small legal win. The court has granted him permission to update his 2023 habeas corpus petition with new evidence. This means his team can now supplement his original appeal in the Megan Thee Stallion case, and the Attorney General's office do have 7 days to respond. I know that's right. So hopefully this helped out his case a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully it do help it out. But while we speaking on Tory Lanez, y'all, we got even more news to come. So listen to this, y'all. Tory Lanez has been hit with a court order. Right after all of this, he's been hit with a court order to pay Meg Thee Stallion's legal fees after turning a Zoom deposition into a spectacle. Now, the hearing was a part of Megan Thee Stallion's defamation lawsuit against the blogger Malago Grahams, who she accused of spreading false claims with the help from Lanez and his father. Y'all, this is crazy. Definitely an overkill. Definitely an overkill. She already got this man locked up on some stuff he ain't even did. He done got stabbed up, almost killed while he in prison. And now you putting a lawsuit on him? Girl, what is wrong with you? This is some crazy work. I'm going to continue to say it. Free Tory, y'all. Woo, child. I don't know what's going on with all the celebrities and the NBA players right now and everybody. But everybody and their mama has been going to jail. So, y'all, listen to this. These athletes that cannot catch a break, Gilbert Arenas is in the hot seat right now facing charges for allegedly running an illegal gambling business. Now, authorities arrested Arenas on Wednesday after he allegedly rented out a mansion in California from September 2021 to July 2022 for high-stakes card games. Now, the feds said five others were also on the plot, and Arenas supposedly hired a 51-year-old man to help him set up the misstep gambling business that was fit for poker tables branded with his name. Lord Jesus. Now, his partners allegedly hired chefs, valet, security, and women to serve participants, and it just had a whole experience going on. Now, he's about to be facing charges, federal charges, the federal investigators have been now involved. This is crazy, y'all. Like, I don't know what y'all got going on in this entertainment world, baby, but y'all on one, for sure. So, love y'all. Shannon Sharp is all over the headlines right now, baby. He has officially been fired from ESPN weeks after settling with the OnlyFans model who accused him of sexual assault. Lord, like I said, it's some crazy stuff going on in these streets, but it's like, he got fired, she about to retire. He done made this woman rich. That's crazy. That's crazy work. You jeopardized your whole career behind that. Oh, love, yeah, you crazy. Alright, y'all, I'm done talking my shit. Y'all know me, y'all know the vibes. Come back on Friday. This is Talk With Chocolate. I am your host, Dior the Chocolate Doll, and I appreciate each and every one of you guys that tuned in to the show today. This is Queens Talk TV, Crown Radio, and until next time, y'all, I am signing out. Peace.